the 2nd, 1993. Thank you, Commander.
I think that Daylene is right. I think we should read the paper.
This is from the Los Angeles Times, Saturday, May the 1st, 1993. In the business section, under the byline, off the ticker. Incorporation, hit me again. Carson City, Nevada. Attention, extraterrestrials. Incorporate in Nevada. The state's loosely defined laws of incorporation are a lucrative source of government income from registration fees. They also make Nevada one of the most unrestricted and attractive places for business to call home. But the laws have also brought in hundreds of corporations that nobody has ever heard of, including some run by people who claim to consult with aliens from outer space. The legislature is now considering ways to tighten the laws to prevent possible abuses, particularly by shady telemarketers. The Secretary of State's office says one couple alone has incorporated more than 200 company names in Nevada since 1991. E.J. and Doris Ecker of the Phoenix Institute for Research and Education, based in Tehachapi, California. The Eckers are listed as top officers of corporations with names such as Mothership Inc. Cosmos Ventures, Cosmic Quest, Star Force Corporation, Back to Light Inc., and Sun Vision. Doris Ecker, 60, a retired nurse, claims to be a translator for Commander Hatton, whom she describes as an extraterrestrial orbiting Earth and warning of intergalactic strife. Luke Perry of Las Vegas says what's involved is a scheme to bilk unsuspecting investors. In a lawsuit that has focused attention on the state's anything goes incorporation laws, Perry says $120,000 of his family's money now is controlled by the Eckers, who have tied up at least $2 million in investors' funds, from the Associated Press.
Well, there's too many things wrong there. I don't want anyone in here to own up if Mothership Inc. is yours, but I think that's a good one. We'll ask for particular preservation of that one. You know, something that they don't know, that has not been made very much of. And I find particularly disgusting with Luke Perry. Luke Perry's father was one of the finest ministers of God whoever was upon your place. It bothered Loretta, his wife, because she felt that I had misspoken. She thought I had said that he was incompetent toward the end of his life. No, he was not incompetent. He was very competent. He knew exactly what he was doing. But she had to tend him before he began to bodily shut down with strokes, etc. He was very, very, very ill with cancer, and she had to watch him die. He was incontinent. He also had a colostomy. Where was Luke during those years and those months that now he wants the little amount that that is left to her for her elder years. That's what he talks about. He's not been able to figure how to break a trust and three corporations to get his hands on it. Even his sisters are embarrassed and ashamed and want to know if there's any way to put him away as a sociopath. You don't put ones away like that. They're helping you. He infers there's litigation against these ones. That's the inference. No, he has been named in the conspiracy with George Green, so the litigation has gone the other way. They claim to not know each other, and yet Luke Perry named Dave Horton and George Green in his first article in Nevada. So circumstantial evidence in a court of law should, it doesn't mean it will, it should. But Dave Horton goes forth across your nation and is advertised in places like the Wisconsin Report by Virginia Meads, for instance. His book, he is recognized through the community of patriots as a patriot and a constitutional writer. I don't think this is doing David Horton any good. But the one thing that George Green was having the most difficulty dealing with were the numbers of letters of you listeners and readers that have flowed through to Dave Horton and himself. But he has a new alternative to offer you. He will now and is petitioning the court that the court take and hold 60,000 volumes of the journals and let you nice people pay for it. He will take the gold and pay the bills. How interesting. The only bills that have ever been noted were ones that he did. So it has become totally obvious that he has been working with US&P right along, or there would not have been an agreement for a $45,000 settlement. Will you ever be able to get out from under that? I doubt it, because now you have been ruled against. But don't misunderstand the ruling when you get this paper. The ruling on this particular court order that you once attended is lawyer's fees. That is not to be confused with the $45,000. That is to be established. It probably will be somewhere between $700 and $1,000. You see, the interesting part is that even $700 or $1,000 can push them right over into bankruptcy because they've never received anything from anything. These are the ones that if you call the TRW number to get a credit rating, it's worse than Blackville. They have like three bankruptcies that they've just filed. Three just to stay alive with the RTC case. So it all becomes very interesting, doesn't it? That somehow out of this court hearing, only these ones with nothing on their records to be shown are required by law to show their records. Specifically, and get this one, because this may come as a question mark to you, specifically named are Green's America West and Tehachapi Distributing will not be required to show their records. They want to see them. Don't you think that's interesting? Why Tehachapi Distributing? I mean, they're not America West? Ah. But my friends, the $80,000 bill to tax be distributing demonstrated the intent to sell $80,000 worth of books banned, and the $12,000 paid meant they sold them and did not pay for them, and therefore Tehachapi Distributing's records would destroy them. With that in mind, how much hope do you think it would be for little old grandmother to go into court and say, I am really just a voice from outer space? And he will say, well, visiting hours are from. They did it to Helmsley with a dying husband. Know how far to push the river. We do not defy the court. And I should know better than to have even joshed about saying, get the tape and we'll plagiarize it. That is a joke, everybody. And there is no patriot, no patriot, who means what he says, that would ever stop the word from going forth. You are desperately hanging by a spider's web. Yes, ones have to stay alive. And that's why when we work with Vampire Killer 2000, aid and abet, Jack McLam's group must have remuneration from anything that we can have sell. When we do Ray Rinnick's book, he's got to survive, do you see? But I can get you hooked up with a corporation, Ray, so that you still don't have anything. You must use the tools offered. And then we'll do everything physically, humanly possible. And I'll help make it so when you're ready to receive. And you have to have a little faith. You must have a little trust. And I don't think Daylene really cares what she may inherit. She should be more interested in what some of the old friends are going to say when they read that. And I think I won't need to name them to you, Daylene. Can't you just hear it now? I knew they had beat us out of something.
That's okay, they're not after rolling in the dog.
Right.
very good.
I think we're near enough the end of this session that we better let it go. I want you ones in the Institute to know that the gold price is rising. And the stupid people cannot even add after telling them how many ounces of gold there is in the Institute, they still couldn't add. And I'm not going to help them. Thank you for coming. Ray, I especially thank you for coming. Keep that shield around you. And you can keep the detonators if you want to. Can't help it if they don't know where to walk. I think I better get out of here. I lost two. We lost two subscriptions and two readers and a very upset friend because Commander continues to say damn from time to time and BS. Now I want to tell you something. when you catch me saying goddamn, you better run. Because I'm gonna mean it. When I say damn, you better think of running, because I usually mean it. And when you get damnation on your head from something as high as I represent, you're trouble. And that's exactly what I mean for it to say to you. You have been misled. God is total love, God is total goodness, and He will allow you to do anything you want to do because it's your journey and your choice. But by golly, He gets ticked off when He sees the behaviors thrust against His own people. And I'm on a mission. And I don't have to, in this particular mission, represent the perfection of an all-giving God. And there are few people who have no souls that I don't mind evaporating one iota. Make sure you hang on to your soul and you're safe, even if you're a little bit naughty. But these robotic program beings running around here, blowing away soul beings, are getting less and less acceptable. And when Mother Nature starts taking over, by damn, you better watch out. Salute.
If you forward your tape to the end of this side, tape 410 KTKK, tape number 1, has the questions on it. We received a copy from Sam Russell, and so I'm putting it on this tape. Thank you.